Hello and welcome to Distinctly Average Episode 6. I am Debbie and this week we have Nick.
Hello.
And Colin.
Hello.
Exciting news from the start of 2014. The Xbox One sold 3 million units worldwide. Hooray!
Woohoo! How many have burst into flames?
4.
For some reason, that is not mentioned in my press release. Sorry, blog post from Yusuf Mehdi, Corporate Vice President of Strategy and Marketing Xbox.
What was their game attach ratio?
For some reason, that's not in there either.
They could probably tell you how many people have used the TV things on it, though.
Yay.
The TV things? What, smart glass?
Watching the TV through it.
Oh, millions of hours of live TV have been watched. And millions of hours of app entertainment. So that's like half an hour each, right?
Yeah. Is that because there aren't any games for it?
Peggle 2 is there.
There are many, many great games on the way for Xbox One.
Like?
Including Titanfall, Watch Dogs, Project Spark, Sunset Overdrive, whatever that is.
That's Starburst, the video game.
The colourful one.
Yeah.
Vomit.
Vomit. Starburst vomit. You're not supposed to eat that much Starburst in one go, Colin.
Well, it's been Christmas. I've had... Other branded sweets are available.
And it looks, you know, when you eat, when you have Barocca and then you go to the loo. That kind of colour as well.
It's not that yellow, is it? Although, what was the announced video? Wasn't that some guy on a floaty skateboard with a paintbrush or something, was it?
Looked Jet Set Radio ripoff, yeah.
Yeah.
With more guns and it looked like zombies and points for killing people, maybe? I can't remember. I was at the E3 thing and my eyes glazed over.
Too much light.
Starburst. Think of Starburst.
Where is the grey? Where are the browns?
It's too blue.
They're all in Watch Dogs.
Yeah, or The Division. Yes, they, right at the bottom of the email, they buried the fact that The Division is probably coming out in 2014 as well.
Until
if
Ubisoft
anyone remembers what
it.
That is. Sorry?
Until Ubisoft delays it.
Ubisoft, all they can get... Assassin's Creed out every year. They're just everything else can't.
Yeah, because all their studios work on it.
Didn't I hear something like about 600 people working on Watch Dogs at the moment or something?
Oh, really?
Something ridiculous, like all over the world there's 600 people, even like one of their China divisions or something.
Well, that's how they get Assassin's Creed out.
They
announce it and they go, we have 8 studios working on them.
Process it.
Like, I feel like I should watch game credits, you know? I usually watch film credits because there's some weird stuff going on at the end, or it's just mildly entertaining. But, I got up and I walked away. I made some toast. I came back. It was like 20 minutes long.
It was longer. It was about 26. I sat through it all.
I got bored at 20 minutes.
It's when your controller turns off, then you know it's at least 15 minutes. Yeah. And I haven't been through an Assassin's Creed game that hasn't yet turned off my controller with the credit sequence.
The only interesting one I sat through recently, I don't really make a habit of doing this, I don't even know why I did it, I just maybe thought there was something at the end in hope, was Battlefield 4. And it turned out that BioWare worked on it a bit. The single player.
Really?
Yes, because they're making Dragon Age on the thingy engine.
The Frostbite 3, so they're obviously helping DICE figure things out and make things work. Obviously that's not working out.
Well, the way they tend to put it is that they do some work and then it feeds back to the other studios.
Yeah.
So on, so I guess they should probably get the credit for putting text in the game or whatever it was.
are you saying BioWare broke Battlefield 4?
Or was it their fault?
They are instrumental in making it break, I suppose.
Sabotage.
CES is happening. Where is CES anyway? Somewhere in
America.
It's
Las Vegas.
TV land. It's TV land.
TV land.
Lots of TVs.
That used to be of interest to the games community because Microsoft used to announce stuff there, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they used to.
No, they don't.
Because
TVs and watches.
Yeah, and cars that have smart things in them.
Like Xboxes. Like Pimp
Pretty
My
much.
Car.
Pimp My Car with 4 Xboxes. I have one in the back, one in the boot, and one under the bonnet. And one
all four of us can go to the beach and play the Xbox together.
Removable ping pong table. I always remember that one for some reason.
That was such a weird show. I did want to kill the British guy, though.
Oh, Tim Westwood.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know him.
He's
but,
the whitest black man I know.
Yeah. Except for Michael Jackson.
No, TVs, yeah, so LG's been announcing some new ones, and all the major players.
Is it curved, and is it big, and is it expensive?
It's really big. How about 105-inch Ultra HD, that's 4K, curved?
Wow.
Yeah.
How curved and how much?
How curved? I'm not sure I can tell you how curved, but I can tell
you. Well, you need to know, because you don't want to distort stuff, so you need, like, a nice big, like there's Assassin's Creed... Abstergo ones.
Oh yeah, I can't tell you how curved from this, but I can tell you that it's running WebOS, which, if you remember, Palm used to have their phones on WebOS, and then with that failed.
Yeah, that did well. Yeah,
yeah, and then they sold it to HP. Well, HP bought them. Yeah, and then HP sold it to LG, and it looks really nice on LG TVs. It actually looks good, which is surprising. And The Verge has some pictures of carrots.
That's probably the only thing that's going to be 4K then.
The pictures of carrots that they're showing off at CES look like they're in 4K.
4K carrots.
4K carrots.
I want one now.
But a 4K carrot or a TV?
Yeah, yeah. A TV that shows me 4K carrots.
Well, it carved 4K carrots as well. If you can't fit a 105-inch television into your moderately sized room, there's a much friendlier 77-inch one as well, which is also curved.
Have any adult entertainment companies going to support the 4K?
I hope not.
Of course they will. Where do you think video innovation comes from?
Vaseline on the screen.
It'd be so high def.
We don't need that.
So many definitions.
Well, hang on. Aren't the most popular
so many videos, STDs.
Aren't the most popular videos on Xbox One and PS4 adult videos?
Really?
Are they?
There was somebody posted on Facebook about, like, top 10 adult videos watched on PS4 and Xbox One.
Where would you even get that data?
Some very, there's very interesting names of movies that are out there.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I think I saw on Reddit, which obviously doesn't mean that, but it does actually in this case. I'm pretty sure that Pornhub adapted their browser stuff for the PS4.
Oh, that'd be wild. That'd be wild.
I think that's probably how they know. So
amazing.
I'm not sure if that's true. I just heard that.
I'm trying to. I've got the list here.
Oh, God.
Apparently, PS4.
Oh, God, stop showing them, Nick. We don't need to see that. Ah!
PS4 owners watch more porn on their consoles than Xbox One owners, obviously probably because of the Pornhub thing.
God damn it, I was googling the Pornhub news, but then you distracted me and I just googled Pornhub.
One of them's called It's Okay, She's My Stepdaughter 13.
13? I hope that's not her age.
There's more. Oh God, Monsters of Jizz 14. Older men, younger women.
Oh, no.
Monsters.
So hey, Sony and Microsoft, that's what gamers do when there's not enough games to play on the consoles.
That's what we do back in November Pornhub did apparently tweet, why buy a PS4 for gaming when you can buy one for fapping?
That's what
Pornhub
it was.
Pornhub is the first porn site to fully support PS4.
Ah, I've got a pointless memory.
Does it have Kinect pointless integration? If they brought it on Xbox One, it could have Kinect integration.
Oh,
is it better with Kinect?
It's stickier, really.
Oh, dear. So there's a bit of news.
Thanks, guys. You're definitely not allowed to use my controller, Nick.
Okay.
There's wipes nearby.
I don't care. No touching. Oh, what else happened?
Well, what's about to happen, I suppose, Don't Starve comes to the PlayStation 4 this week.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Part of PlayStation stuff.
Plus.
Yeah, so that should be good. I bought it in the Steam sale and then promptly gave it to somebody else.
That's okay. Someone else bought it for me, so I felt like I should keep it, even though I had been waiting for the PS4 version.
Yes.
So, it's all right. I quite like it.
Cool.
Well, I will be up to a point. It.
Oh. A good point? A bad point?
It's a roguelike. But it's an adventure-y roguelike, so I was entertained for a while, but then I kept dying around the same point. Because I try Nest, as in... Do you know how the game works?
No, I've seen like 3 videos on it, and apparently people are saying it was good.
Okay, you run around. You're this dude who wakes up in a forest with no food for some reason, but you have clothes. And you run around and you look for resources. And you're just trying not to starve. So okay. You can build stuff up to a point, and then you need to build a technology thing, which is a science lab. For that, you need to find gold. And for gold, you need a pickaxe. But you can build a pickaxe straight off once you have enough rocks. Well, I mean flint, not rocks, flint. So once you have the science lab, you then have the ability to build a shovel, because apparently you know how to build a pickaxe before you know how to build a shovel. I don't know. But then, to get the next technology upgrade, you need an alchemist's something or other. And then you can build better farms and stuff. But I just wind up trying to build farms, so I don't starve. What would that be the name of the game and all?
Can't you just escape the forest?
No. Well, you can, but then you're just in the rocky bit. And then tall birds will try and eat you.
Okay.
Things try and eat you, which is why you need more weapons, and you need more light, and you need this and that. Like, things will eat you in the dark. So you need to build a campfire. So, yeah, to try and conserve rocks and resources, I build a permanent-ish campfire, and then I try and grow carrots, but it takes fucking forever to grow a carrot. So I
if only if it was in 4K.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you need a straight carrot and not a curved one.
Mm. My poor low-res television.
So I was going to ask a question like, what's the point of the game?
Not starving, obviously. That's like saying, what's the point of Assassin's Creed? It's to creed the assassins. Come on.
That's where I'm going wrong, clearly.
I missed that section in the game. I just spent mine just stabbing black people, pretty much.
Did you get Freedom Cry?
Yeah. There's just lots of people to stab. Stab as many as you can in sight.
It's a multiracial game, so you can stab people from lots of different creeds.
To be fair, most of the first half of the main game is stabbing white people. So.
Yeah, that's
okay. It evens itself out.
Yeah. So we don't starve. Like, hang on. So you basically are you trying to escape anywhere, or are you trying to just exist in this forest and not starve?
I don't know. I haven't got past. I've never built the alchemy lab. I just build farms and then I starve. Which doesn't seem quite right to me.
Wait, what?
Also, if you don't live near pigs, then you go mad.
Well, that's understandable.
You need the friendly influence of the pigs.
Bacon.
Always bacon.
Maybe if you have weapons, but I haven't succeeded in killing a pig yet.
It's by a games developer. They're obsessed with bacon, so that's understandable.
But if you feed the pigs petals, they poo a lot, and you can use those to make farms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've done that.
They poo all the time. Is that what happens in Scotland?
Oh, yeah.
Feed petals to the pigs.
My fields are just covered in pigs. That kind of tailed off, didn't it? I've got some more. I found some more news.
Oh, yeah? News. Wait, what was the other game? What's the other PlayStation Plus game?
There was nothing else coming out for PS4 this month.
PS3? I realise it's last gen now. But
is that Borderlands or is it DMC?
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2, is that now? Last gen, no one cares about that crap.
So what's on the Xbox? There's a game that's not 5 years old coming for the Xbox this month if it's not already out.
Is it 4 years old?
Games. Well, the last... When they first announced it was like Halo 3, wasn't
Halo
it?
Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah. Why Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, right, okay.
Which was free on PlayStation Plus last year.
Yeah.
Nice try, guys.
It's better. It's an improvement.
Suppose not everyone has both consoles because they're not, you know, people with too much money and not enough sense.
But Sleeping Dogs came out at a time when there was like no other games came out, so everyone bought it because it was like the end of summer.
Apparently it's very good.
It's not bad. It's like a mirror
film, but without all the table swishing.
Yeah, like not as good as Stranglehold. Remember that game?
Yeah, well, that's what I was obliquely referring to with the table swishing.
Haha.
Table scooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just slide across tables.
Sweep your butt over all the watermelons. That's all I ever did. I'd fall off tables. And then I'd wind up like face first on the floor going, fucking shoot him, get up, you idiot.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop. That's it. No, it was a good game. Quite long, actually. And it's got a few radio stations. There you
That's what you look for in a game.
It's like Grand Theft Auto Lite, yeah. Really.
That's why Grand Theft Auto was successful, because of the radio stations.
Pretty much, yeah.
You said something about other news.
Oh, yeah, okay. It turned out that... it sounds like that the next generation game that Square Enix cancelled last year was the new Hitman title.
Was that because the old Hitman title was terrible?
I liked it!
But was it terrible, but you liked it anyway? Because I have no, some it of wasn't. Those games, it's okay.
The Absolution one was actually quite good. It was very classy, but...
What, with the nuns?
Yeah.
But
classy with the stripper nuns.
Until you got to that point.
It was classy up to the bit where it stopped being classy.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So there weren't any naked people in cocaine factories like there were in Blood Money or whatever that was. I played one Hitman game and I had to walk through a factory of naked women making cocaine.
That's just sold a load of copies now.
Isn't that every Hitman game?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Good point.
Was that the classy bit then?
Yeah, no, it was classy to a point and then it just stopped. It looked nice, at least. But, like, Glacier Tunes. And, yeah, but they've confirmed to be cancelled that. Apparently there's a iOS and Android version coming this year.
Yeah, will that be like Deus Ex The Fall, which isn't actually complete?
Is it? What?
It's freaking episodic, but they don't mention the fact that it's episodic, and there's no other episodes.
But it came out, like, 4 or 5 months ago now.
Yeah.
But they're not Valve.
Yeah. Like, it all builds up to this story, and then it's like, okay, poof, story ends.
How long does that first episode last then?
Hang on, that was like the first chapter. You know the first chapter of Deus Ex Human Revolution?
It's been a few years.
You know how chapters work?
Yes.
It's all like introduction, oh, there's a big bad guy, and then like you kill a mini-boss, and then you move on to the next bit. Where you learn more of the story and cutting plot twist. Well, that doesn't happen. It goes, oh, there's a bad guy. Here, kill this other guy, and game over. Oh, by the way, there's a conspiracy. Now, really, game over. And you're like, wait, what?
Huh. Spoilers. So
the thing is, they were selling that at like $6.99 on the App Store.
Yep.
Is that for all of them, or just for episode one?
App purchases.
I did not know about that. I genuinely thought it was the whole thing, because it dropped down to like...
Oh, it's the whole game. It's just, you know, if you're paying attention to the plot, it just stops.
Yeah.
So I presume it's episodic, because otherwise it's just the worst story ever.
Yeah, it's the worst story ever. That's, I can't be going that far.
There's a conspiracy. We're not going to tell you about it. Bye. Congratulations, you win.
Achievement unlocked. Yeah.
Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, Hitman
on iOS, yeah. Apparently
no, Sniper thingy was quite good, though. Sniper Challenge.
Yeah.
So if it's something like that, the Hitman brand on iOS.
Brand, oh dear.
I know. Well, they did that Final Fantasy game as well, card game or something, didn't they?
Oh, we don't talk about that at all. Yeah. So there was another bit of news, which was coming out of actually CES and stuff. Different companies are announcing Steam Machine specs and prices.
Oh yeah, there's like 13 Steam Machines in production or something, right? Yeah.
How much?
Okay, CyberPower PC have two, I think, at the moment, and starting at $500, you get you a AMD processor running at nearly 4 GHz, at least 6, I don't know. AMD Radeon R9 270, which I think you can pick those up for about, I don't know, 150 maybe? I can't really remember. But it seems expensive for what it is, really.
Mm-hmm. You get the haptic controller.
You get the controller and you get the OS, obviously, and you get Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, nice box. But it's locked to SteamOS, obviously. So, I mean,
is that the cheapest one?
that would be the cheapest one from CyberPower PC. We're okay. probably going to be more over the next kind of week or two.
So do you get the proper Steam haptic controller or one built to their specs?
Steam controller. It's all they put in their press release, so it sounds like it's one that it seems to be the standard thing. It kind of sounds like Valve's doing almost a Google with this, and it's, here's the OS, here's the controller, do what you want with it, like Google do with Android.
Oh yeah, well that makes sense.
Yeah, and it would work, and it seems to work. And there's a lot of people announced for, I don't know, a few of them. Scan is going to be doing one. Scan, which is the UK company, which sell PC parts and stuff. I think they're involved in making one. The usual people, Alienware, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Well, why wouldn't you if you make PCs, you know?
Yeah.
Let's make it the same thing, but slapping a brand on it. Woo!
It's still cheaper to make your own one, pretty much. And obviously more accessible to everything.
Yeah, but come on, a lot of people, even PC gamers, don't really know how to make their own.
Can't be asked. Just basically can't be asked. Give me a box. Yeah. I just want it working.
Plus,
in front of my
the entire console market.
Yeah.
But it's like expensive Lego. It's more fun. It's like, ooh, if I put this bit in and touch it while it's on, it could kill me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
zap me across the bits.
It's, speaking of zapping.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Segway.
Nick and I spent most of the weekend trying to zap my brain with the folk.us. If you remember that?
Nope.
Back in like the second... Oh, you may not have been there, actually.
Nope.
One of the early episodes of Distinctly Average, when we were doing video... We talked about a headset that puts an electrical pulse across your head to stimulate your brain and thereby improve your gaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, what, like a vibration?
No, like,
no, like an electrical impulse.
So like electroconvulsive therapy, or the kind of thing that you'd use to kill inmates in America.
Yeah, okay. So it actively...
But obviously a lesser, much reduced current.
So I'm playing Counter-Strike, and I'm doing really badly. I get shot a few times. So this thing zaps my head.
No.
Meaning, no.
Yes.
Yes? So that
Maybe.
I do worse.
Depends.
They're
if
very vague.
I'm being scared of the zap.
Depends if you got it on your head.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened to me. Because we tested this out
Can
over
you
the
adjust
weekend.
It
we made
to...
a video, which should be on YouTube by now.
I'm excited.
What?
Nick said it depends if you've got it on your head.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Oh no.
I
was
no,
wondering what those
really
hand gestures
don't.
Were meant to be.
Hey people. Well, no. Don't do that.
It's keep you on your toes.
Burn. Oh god, no. Really bad. No.
I'll do better next time, I promise.
Anyway, so you, yes, you wear it on your head because it affects your prefrontal cortex, but it sends a current through your prefrontal cortex and stimulates your neurons. And after using this, apparently, you're meant to have improved reactions and gaming.
Gaming in general.
Gaming in general. But there's more
okay.
in the video. Watch the video.
Yeah. Suffice to say, it did not work on me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it worked, you know. I felt pain when it turned on.
Is
but
it
my gaming
be,
did not get better.
Does it? Can it be applied to any game? Or
yeah. Basically.
Okay.
Well, in as much as they don't make any real promises, yes, it can. Overclock your brain using transcranial direct current stimulation to increase the plasticity of your brain. Make your synapses fire faster, it says.
Yeah,
faster processor, faster graphics, faster brain.
Faster brain. Well,
yeah,
I was running a quad core brain, but now I'm.
This isn't overclocking your brain or any other crap that people write on the internet about it. There are.
Let the force of electricity excite your neurons into firing faster.
Okay. There are. Yeah. We go in this in the video. We just there are studies that show it is an actual recognized medical treatment, but.
For things that aren't bad gaming.
Yeah. So, like stroke patients, and so it has actually been used. But the jury's still out. The exact mechanism of its action isn't entirely understood. So,
And the long-term effects are not at all understood.
Nope.
So it's potentially dangerous?
Is folk.us FDA approved? Obviously, I'm reading on the website at the moment. No! The folk.us gamer headset offers no medical benefits, is not a medical device, and is not regulated by the FDA, it says.
There's been a lot of studies, and there's been no... The studies haven't indicated any effects, but there aren't nearly enough long-term studies to indicate whether it has any long-term detrimental effects. But you're essentially putting electricity through your brain.
Only a little bit.
Yeah, it's only a little bit. It's like one milliampere. It can go up to two. Ah. So it's very, very low current. Essentially, you charge it and then you stick it on your head. So it's very low current.
So it's a balloon.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like rubbing a balloon on your hair.
Yeah. But for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
And it is actually making a circuit.
Okay.
So it does at least definitely pass through your forehead. Probably your brain.
Do you still want one, Colin?
I've been electrified this week.
I'll get things before that, I think. I think I'll get my 4K TV before that. Before damaging my head any further than it already has been.
£179.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Well, the picture of the man does look he's been turned into a vegetable.
The man looking at his iPad. No. Man with the PS3 controller.
Yeah, the red PS3 controller. What is this?
We did it for science.
He did it for science.
We did it for journalism. We did it for you, dear listeners.
We zapped Debbie's brain. And it had... Well, you have to watch the video.
As I read the website.
There you go.
So, yeah, okay.
I hear, despite all my warnings, Colin, for some reason you've been playing Rise.
Well, it's been Christmas time and I've been wanting, you know, a game...
Was it a gift?
Sort of.
Oh no. That means no, doesn't it? That means you paid money for it.
Didn't you want to play Peggle 2?
I've been playing Peggle 2 in the downtime, as well as weirdly large amount of FIFA, I'm sorry. But
you're allowed to play FIFA.
I didn't... Well, am I? Man games. It's a man game. It's a man game. Buddy. Sport.
it's a man game, buddy. This is why we don't talk about FIFA.
It's making you intelligent there, Colin.
It is.
Well, isn't that the aim of the game? It's to just lower your intelligence by kicking a ball around a field with men. Rise. I picked it up from CEX. I didn't. With credit I had from them, because I haven't had anything else to get.
You've gone quite quiet.
It's so dull.
Like the part where you had to run with your dad to a raised bridge, then run around the bridge, cut down the bridge, and then run forwards and meet your dad on the other side of the bridge?
And then watch him get stabbed.
Spoilers.
Ah, who cares? No one really cares about the story in this game.
Everyone gets stabbed.
Everyone gets stabbed, yeah. It's just... It's nice to look at, but it's really dull. It's just... It's like Final Fantasy 13 running a straight line to your next little fight. And it doesn't even open up.
It's like
running.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, but with skirts.
With big sticks and skirts.
Yeah.
Man skirts.
Man skirts. Not kilts. Man skirts.
Yeah, you're Scottish. You should be all about the man skirt.
Well, no, I'm all about the kilt, not the man skirt.
Can you see under their skirts?
You can, actually. Yeah. There was a slow motion bit where a guy got hit by a... javelin or something pointy, and it flew his man skirt up, and you saw a bit.
Is he like Dante from Devil May Cry?
No, I didn't see that side. You only saw the other side, and it was like kind of old fashioned toga. You saw him basically like a kind of sumo wrestler pants, basically. I don't know what did they have?
I suppose they didn't
have like boxers and 4 BC or whatever it is, or I don't know what timeline it is. I haven't been really paying attention to the story, because I've just been hitting X pretty much the whole time and forward.
Is it basically just tattoo censorship?
Yes.
No scrotums on the Xbox, unless you're watching Pornhub.
There's a bit of bum, but that's about it, isn't it?
Oh, there's a bit of bum. I didn't
there's
see
a little
bum.
Bit of bum. Oh, well, it was probably dead bum. The map makes it better.
Ew, that's not sexy.
It might. What? No.
No, no, we're not going
getting weird now.
It's just hit this, hit that. I mean, it is quite fun in a way, trying to get your combo up to a ridiculous number. I think I reached 54 or something on the hits and stuff. But
do you not get bored?
Yeah, I've only done that
do
once, and
now
I get really bored. No, there's an infinite Romans and Greeks, and I don't even know who I'm killing. I'm just killing everyone it tells me to.
Well, yeah. But, like, whenever I tried it, I'd get to about 16, and then there'd be nobody nearby to kill. Like, am I killing them too quick? What's happening?
Well, when you get to a certain point, you get a kind of, like, centurion focus, and every time you hit them after that, you go up, like, two.
So this is like the multiplier resogun then.
Yeah, but resogun's fun. It's a game that I want to go back to. Rise, I'm on level 3 and it's maybe taken 50 minutes and it's
Have you found the insta-kill bits of the forest yet?
No.
Have you found the bit in the forest where you walk really slowly and it's dark and nothing happens?
No, but I've seen that bit in a video and I don't know where that is. I'm
you're not far off it.
I'm at the Call of Duty E3 bit where you come off your ship and you took down a turret or something with your man arms, because everything's so manly.
Man
I don't know, everyone.
You throw some man pilums through people, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you fire some man arrows.
Man arrows. And picked up some man javelins and threw them ridiculous distances at ridiculous accuracy into another man's chest.
Is it just
man firing arrows at you?
Yeah, but
because they're real men.
Yeah, but how can I throw this ridiculously heavy javelin, like, I don't know, 60 meters accurately into this guy's chest?
Because you're Marius Titus, son of Rome.
Haven't you seen Troy?
Sorry, Russell Crowe.
Yeah. All films like Troy and Robin Hood and stuff. There you go. It all happens like that. Is it generous with its achievements?
Yeah, every single level seems to be 30 gamer score points, and you get ones for, oh, there was a space in the first mission where you picked up like 3 different things, and it was like, here's 10 gamer points for everything you pick up.
Oh, is this like the King Kong then?
No,
Peggy, that was 100 gamer points every level, because it just in a sympathy that you'd bother to waste your life playing the game.
You've bought this game, here you go.
You finished another chapter, well done.
Good for you.
It's not like
basically
that then.
We made this game and then they told us to put points in it and we went, fucking what?
Yeah, no, it's not like that at all. It's more boring.
Would you recommend it?
But it is a very nice thing to show off to people. I mean, even Emma commented on how good it looked, but that was for like 1 second. But I can't recommend it at any, like, if you're going to pay full price for it. Like, I'm disappointed and I didn't really pay anything for it, so.
So you'll be taking it back to the pre-owned shop?
Oh, yeah. As soon as something good comes out for the Xbox One. You know? Ever. I think the next game coming out is, like, Titanfall, March. I don't even know what's coming out in the next few months for that console.
Project
Tomb Raider.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare?
Is that actually coming out soon, though?
2014.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Yeah. Tomb Raider comes out at the end of the month. And then Titanfall.
That's pretty, but yeah, that's basically Tomb Raider PC version. Right?
Yeah. Well, with some more DLC. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they announced today, in fact, that you can't, if you've got the original version, you can't upgrade, so you've got to buy the whole one again.
Ha!
Yay.
You already bought it, sucker.
Yeah, I spend another 50 quid on it.
But like, why would you want to? Because the multiplayer is not good.
Let's put it lightly. It's not even. It's not good because of the way you control people, and it's just a bit kind of jerky and rubbish feeling.
And the dodge is one of the worst dodges ever.
I'm not even sure I played it that much. To dodge.
You roll really slowly off to the side.
Oh. Blech. I know the PlayStation 4 has Infamous coming out in February. I think it's the end of February.
Oh yeah, Second Son.
So, which I'm looking forward to, actually. I quite enjoy the Infamous games.
I keep trying to be interested when they do previews, but they all just look like you run around and then you blow stuff up. And I go, well, alright. But it doesn't, you know, there doesn't seem to be an actual hook. Mostly because the guy seems like a bit of a dick.
Isn't it Troy Baker this time as well?
It's always Troy Baker.
It's always Troy Baker.
Troy Baker's the new Nolan North.
He is. Nolan North 2.2. He is. He's got nicer hair.
True. Mm. He's very dapper.
He is remarkably dapper.
It's probably a good job we didn't have Colin Sean on the call right now, because he'd be like just in a big fanboy over Troy.
He managed that last week.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Scary.
I can't even remember. I think I was awake pretty
we
soon.
We did a quiz.
Yeah, I remember the quiz. I just don't remember doing anything in the quiz, really.
We took the piss out of Sean.
We do that every week.
True. He had two bouts of hysterical laughter.
Oh, yes. How old is he now? 26?
26 tomorrow. /yesterday. 26 on the Tuesday this podcast goes out.
Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Yay. There we go. We can't tell him that we wished him happy birthday on the podcast. He just has to say thanks. Or we'll know he hasn't listened to it.
Yeah.
Questions. We had questions from the audience this week.
Oh, questions.
From the audience, I mean people who read my one tweet going, hey, does anyone want to ask us questions?
Oh, yeah, I saw one of them.
From Tim's, actually. Two Tim's gave us a question.
Two Tim's.
Tim from Big Red Barrel said, who is the bestest person that the three of you have visited a space shuttle with? Ori McDee's in a museum.
I don't know this.
Colin was pretty good.
Debbie.
We visited a space shuttle with Colin.
Nick. Nick was quite pleased about the space shuttle. I was quite pleased about the space shuttle too.
It was
a very big space shuttle.
If you're in Los Angeles, just go and see the space shuttle. Actually, you're probably go and see the one in the Kennedy Space Center as well. So just go and see space shuttles because they're awesome.
And it was $3, wasn't it, to get in?
Yeah, it was $3.
Remarkably cheap.
We should probably add some context to this, which is, was it before E3 or after?
It was a Saturday before, yeah.
Yes, a Saturday before E3 2013, we all went out to visit the space shuttle with some other guy.
Called Tim, apparently.
No, I don't think he was there. I think he's just asking about it, yeah.
I know we picked somebody up. I thought it was...
We did give some hobo a lift from the airport.
Some guy from Koreatown.
He was on our plane and he kept bugging us.
That was you.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, I did take pictures of you when you were sleeping. That was
you and
creepy.
Sam Clay. What the hell?
Oh, God.
We're on an 8-hour overnight plane journey and you think it's hilarious to take photos of sleeping people.
Goddamn Clay, we will have our revenge.
Done with that picture.
What did I do with that picture? I've still got that.
Does he still have it? Do you still have it?
I still have one, I think.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
It's going to come back to haunt me in like 5 years.
It's all right, but at least we got Clay a day.
If you're on Twitter, definitely go and visit Clay a day if we haven't already told you to. It's interesting. Other question was from Tim Smith of Spong.com, but I don't think he was representing Spong.com. I think he was just trolling.
Oh no.
He said.
Oh no.
Please define indie game developer and also why it's indie INDIE and not indie INDI. Thank you.
Why not add a Y? Why not like indie?
Like,
why not INDE, like independent?
Well, that would make sense.
Oh yes. I blame the musicians. Or the music. I blame the music press. They started it.
I blame Coldplay.
Coldplay?
Mm.
Were they ever indie?
One point.
They did used to go around like universities and stuff.
Yeah, and now they just make their own clothes out of stuff they found in the rubbish.
Do they?
Yeah, one whole album was everything that the television appearance, they'd made their own clothes, which was downright bizarre. It was basically just a jacket they found in a charity shop, and they put some denim patches on it, though. That was it.
That's not the same thing at all. That's buying clothes.
So if they made a video game, they'd be indie developers then?
Yeah. They would be rockstar indie developers.
Would they get like Minecraft and put a texture on it?
Well, that's
be
what,
like, yeah, we made our own game.
That's what Nodge did.
Yeah, but he actually made Minecraft, didn't he?
Nah, they borrowed it from other people. And then they basically developed on top of it.
Oh well.
Every good idea is a stolen idea.
That's answered Tim's question then.
Hello, Tim.
Yes. Hi, Tim. The answer to your question is
Coldplay.
Coldplay make their own clothes.
I need to find a picture of that now, don't I?
Yeah, that would help.
Remember, imagine Coldplay the video game.
No. Don't do that to us. Has anyone played any games this week? Or, in fact, this month? Since, Nick, you've not been on in about 5 weeks.
I played Assassin's Creed. I've only pumped like 35 or 40 hours into the thing. And I finished the main plot, and I'm just basically just sailing around in my boat, shooting stuff.
You're muted, Colin.
Have I mentioned that I like Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, I think we know.
I can see you giggling away and your mouth moving, but you weren't saying anything.
Okay.
I might actually now play other games because I finished the main story in Assassin's Creed.
And after that, it becomes really dull really quickly.
Yeah, it does. Like, there's a million Animus fragments. Yeah. Wait, have I talked about this every week?
No.
I feel like I have. I might have just said it 4 times today. By the time you get all the Animus fragments, you're there like, hooray, I have an Abstergo challenge. And that's it.
Yeah, I think
why would I do that?
I played another half an hour to 40 minutes after I finished the main story, and then that was it. I haven't come back to it.
Like, you get all the Mayan stele things, and you go, hooray, new uniform. Oh, there's no game left.
Yeah.
I could get all the Animus fragments for my Abstergo challenge.
Yay, you play coins.
There is a multiplayer part to the game.
No, there's not. Does it work yet?
Was it broken?
It was for like, when the PS4 one launched, it was broken for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It was just offline.
I should try play it again.
I haven't gone back to it. I saw someone complaining on Twitter ages ago, but
so like one guy said it was offline.
Well, one guy who
Tim seemed to be playing it a lot. Another Tim. Why do we know so many Tims?
I'm going to change my name to Tim.
Please don't.
No. Tim Gallagher.
That doesn't work at all.
No.
Yeah, so that's basically, I've just been playing Assassin's Creed. I don't think I'd do anything else anymore.
life's done.
I go to work, I come home, I play Assassin's Creed, then I go back to work, and then I come home and play Assassin's Creed. Yeah,
that is just what life is. Yeah.
Sometimes you eat chocolate.
And Twiglets while playing Assassin's Creed.
I remember why I don't sit in the room when you're playing Assassin's Creed.
Twiglets are terrible.
Twiglets are wrong.
Yes. They're not wrong. They are really
terrible.
Nice. I love Twiglets.
Horrible.
Ugh,
what?
Twiglets are yum, yum, yum.
Broken.
Bloody Christmas and it's Twiglet boxes.
Those tubs.
That's what I've got, and I just sat there. It sat there next to me, and I just had my hand was covered in Twiglet.
You're not ever using my controller ever,
or anything
between your Twiglet fapping.
We do have
Twiglet 4K fapping.
Oh God! Can you imagine a 4K Twiglet on the screen? That would be just like a thing of beauty. Beauty.
Oh, it's not. Well, at least it's. Oh. Yeah. No. I prefer a 4K cheeselet.
Yeah.
I'm Debbie and a cheeselet. I got Twiglets, Debbie got cheeselets.
I'm sure they've taken some of the, like, not put as much flavour on the cheeselets as they used to.
Like, you might have just gotten kind of acclimatized.
Once a year.
No, salt. It's salt
and garlic. Oh, right. It's salt, right. Okay. Yeah.
But both of them aren't particularly good gamer food because your hands get a bit sticky.
Which,
powdery.
Surely the best gamer food is something liquid that you don't have to remove your hands from the controller to get to then. Well, so like one of those
beer.
90s yeah, beer hats with the tube going straight in.
Like the ones in Dead Rising.
Yes. Yes, and The Simpsons.
Just get a keg and a helmet and slap it on your head like it's not going to break your neck in an instant.
Wishful thinking.
Mm. We do actually have separate controllers on the PS4.
Yeah, we do.
And the Xbox One, we have separate controllers.
I can never remember which one I've got because mine are both the same colour and the same looking, so I just pick up one and I find it's not charged and then cry.
Get one of those docking station what's-its.
Mm. Yeah, I should do. Samsung has just announced a bendable TV.
Woo. So it's like flat and curved. Wow.
What's good about it?
I don't know.
It's bendable, Nick, obviously.
You can bend it around your wall. It's like, I only want to watch this half of the TV. I might as well put it on this side. See, no one's yet found my intricate path of mirrors so that you can see your TV on the toilet as a marketable idea.
Isn't that called remote play?
So you can see your game from the toilet.
Yeah, you were telling us about it.
Yeah, it's a great idea that no one seems to have clicked onto yet.
But you've got smart glass, and then you've got the Vita with remote play. Surely you don't need to have like a load of mirrors.
And on live.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Online on your iPod.
Online, you can't play on your iPad yet, can you? The viewer app. The viewer app's been out, but I don't think the normal one was. The playable one never really came out because they were like, we'll get it out.
I got an email from them the other day.
Did you?
Was it? We're alive. We're still alive.
Please click on us.
27th of December. It said order received. Your order was successfully processed. Play pack bundle.
What?
Which I bought approximately 2 years ago.
What?
Wow. I don't know why they emailed me 2 weeks ago.
Huh. What did you buy?
It was just a hey.
What are they doing now? I mean,
please
other than
come back.
Slightly existing. Where did all the money go as well? Weren't they like getting Warner Brothers millions and stuff?
Yeah, apparently they were spending it on their massively scaled up servers for their user base that never arrived, so they had to close down the company to get out of their contracts.
Good effort.
Which is also a convenient way to get rid of all the people you don't want in your company.
Yeah.
And just not rehire them under your new company with exactly the same name and exactly the same business model and also all the technology that you sold to them for zero money.
Zing!
I don't know if that's quite what happened. I'm going on hearsay, but that is totally what happened.
It's totally what happened.
Probably.
Probably, definitely, maybe.
There we go. It's not slander now. I am not a lawyer. Alright, thanks as always for listening. You can find us on Twitter at @TheAVGGamer. Show notes will be on theaveragegamer.com. And as always, if you use iTunes, please leave us a review so we know someone's actually out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.